This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. In Maharashtra, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government in the third term has launched several development projects worth crores of rupees, which include many infrastructure projects in Maharashtra. Addressing his first election rally in Vidarbha region at Akola, Mr. Modi said the central government has given boost to industry and infrastructure for cotton cultivators by laying the foundation stone of textile park in Amravati. He also highlighted the importance of irrigation projects in Vidarbha. He said the previous Mahavikas Aghadi government stalled ambitious irrigation projects of the Devendra Fadnavis government. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is scheduled to address two rallies in the Amravati and Nagpur North Assembly constituencies. He visited the Deeksha Bhumi in Nagpur and paid tribute to Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar. Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray criticized the ruling Mahayuti government for shifting of businesses and industry from Maharashtra to Gujarat. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are making whirlwind tour across the state to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, Dalit and tribal. On the other hand, Chief Minister Hemant Soren took a sharp jibe at the Bharatiya Janata Party after it accused the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha of patronizing infiltrators in the state. Addressing a poll rally in Ranchi, Soren wondered on what basis the BJP and its leaders claim about Bangladeshi infiltration in Jharkhand when there is no identification. East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhat Puja celebrations. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer Saraswati Chandra said, this time more than 70 additional trains are running compared to the same period last year. The Secunderabad-Shalimar Weekly Express train derailed near Nalpur station of Kharagpur division in West Bengal in the early hours today. The South Central Railway authorities told our correspondent that one parcel van and two coaches of the Shalimar Express have derailed. However, there is no casualty or major injury in the incident. The officials informed that an accident relief train and medical relief trains from Santaragachi and Kharagpur have reached the derailment site. The official further informed that the restoration process is in progress. Uttarakhand celebrates its 25th Foundation Day today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, the Vice President said, Uttarakhand is blessed with pristine beauty and spiritual richness. He wished that the blessed state continues to flourish and scale greater progress and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded Uttarakhand for its outstanding strides in development. Addressing the nation virtually on the occasion of the 25th Foundation Day of Uttarakhand today, he also highlighted that the nation will see the resolution of Viksit Uttarakhand for a Viksit Bharat being fulfilled in the next 25 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also greeted the citizens of Uttarakhand on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day. At least 24 people were killed and more than 40 others injured after an explosion occurred at the Quetta railway station in Balochistan today. At the time of the explosion, a train was ready to depart from the platform for Peshawar. The train involved was reportedly travelling from Quetta to Peshawar. Police and rescue teams are currently at the scene. Indian men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and former goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh have won the FIH Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year titles for the year 2024. Both Harmanpreet and Srijesh received the recognition during the 49th FIH Statutory Congress in Oman yesterday. Two-time Olympic bronze medalist Harmanpreet received over 63% of all votes cast in his category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.